Good afternoon. My name is Jeremy Hayes. I'm the field director at Green for All. I want to welcome you all to the national conference call on Green Jobs Now, A Day to Build the New Economy, September 27th, 2008, National Day of Action. We've got over 200 people on the line, so most of you that call in are muted, but we're going to run through an agenda and hear from some of our leaders and talk about how this day of action is shaping up and how you all can participate. If you have questions that you'd like to have addressed on this conference call, please feel free to email them right now or during the call to josh@greenforall.org. That's J-O-S-H at greenforall, all letters, all one word, .org, and we'll field as many as we can in about the last 10 minutes of the call. This is how this call is going to go. We're going to hear from Van Jones, president and founder of Green for All, for a few minutes. We're going to then turn it over to Gillian Caldwell, the campaign director at One Sky, which is co-producing this National Day of Action with Green for All. Then we're going to hear from some grassroots leaders who are already beginning to plan their events around the country to give others of you an idea of how people are taking this up and running with it on the ground. Then I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about the general goals for the Day of Action and the specific menu of events that we're going to be rolling out. And then we'll turn it over to my counterpart, Liz Butler, the field director at One Sky, to get into a little bit of the step-by-step of how to host an event and how to get going with the concrete planning. And then we'll do a little bit of wrap-up. So that's how we're going to spend the next hour. We really appreciate all of you being with us today. And again, if you have questions, please email them in. I'm sorry that we can't have more of a back-and-forth conversation, but with 300 people, it would just be impossible to manage. So I'm going to turn it over now to Van Jones. Van?
Hello. I hope my voice is clear. First of all, it's very, very exciting to have so many of us on the call together, and it's a really, I think, historic opportunity for us, to all of our organizations, to just get a lot more visibility for the idea that we're ready in our communities to have a new economy, to have green jobs, and not just green jobs, but also green careers, and massive green investment to begin to weatherize and solarize our communities and put folks to work doing positive things. We are really more than honored and delighted to be working with One Sky. Green for All is a national organization working for green collar jobs and green opportunities for our communities. And One Sky has become, in a very short time, one of the leading climate solutions organizations in the country, and has really changed the terms of debate already about how seriously we cut carbon emissions so we don't have more Katrinas and more disasters and that kind of stuff. But we're see ourselves as sister efforts, and we want to work together. Here is the opportunity for all of our organizations across the country, and obviously One Sky and Green Hall are taking the lead on producing the event. But the idea is for people all across the country, in the name of their own organization, to get visible in our desire for real change. One of the things that we feel like is really hurting our ability to usher in a new economy is that people have already kind of stereotyped it as something just for the eco elite, so to say, or only one race or only one class of people, when it's really an everybody movement. And we really want to take this opportunity to lift up the unlikely faces in unlikely places who are passionate about a new direction. And the slogan, one of the slogans that we're pushing forward is this idea of I'm ready. And we feel like given how often, especially low-income communities of color, low-income rural communities are stereotyped as being both unworthy and unready for anything positive, we like saying that we actually are ready. We're ready for a green economy. We may be some training, but we're ready to be trained. Our entrepreneurs may need a bank loan. We're ready for the investments. But is America ready for us? And to really have that empowering slogan really saturate the conversation. So unlikely faces, unlikely places. And lifting up the slogan around people you don't think are the usual green suspects are actually more ready for a green transition than a lot of people who of the attention. The last thing I'll say before I hand it over to Gillian is Naomi from Chicago, who's on the call, has kind of come up with one of the big of link leverage. I mean, link lift leverage, which Green for All has been won over by, and that slogan is really a big what this is also about. It's about linking us all together. So that we can see that there are hundreds of thousands of people who want green jobs and want a green economy and want to see people get pathways to prosperity in a green way. So we want to link ourselves. We can see each other. We expect there to be hundreds and thousands of people in events all across the country. We also want to lift up the voices and the faces of this new emerging constituency for change in this green jobs movement. And we also want to leverage that community to get decision candidates and others to take this a lot more seriously and to hear our cry for change. So many thanks to Naomi from Chicago for coming up with coining that slogan, lift leverage, and I think it's going to be a way that we help build this movement in this action and many others.
Thanks so much, Van. This is Gillian Caldwell. As Jeremy mentioned, I'm the campaign director for One Sky, and as Van suggested, One Sky is a sister organization standing alongside, proudly alongside of Green for All. We are a highly collaborative national campaign to try to push for bold federal policy to tackle the climate challenge. As far as we're concerned, that's not just about dramatic reductions in our global warming pollution, and it's not just about stopping coal-fired power plants and investing in renewable energy, but it's about investing in the people of this country, and particularly on the poorest and most marginalized community in this country that are getting hit first and worst by global warming and its impacts, and that, as you know, this National Day of Action suggests, stand ready to step up and to participate and to co-create, you know, a new green economy. This is a day to build a new green economy. So, you know, One Sky is working very hard with Green for All and others to move beyond the usual look and feel of the so-called green movement. Over half of the 100 allied organizations working with us are from outside the environmental sector, in the social justice sector, the student movement, the faith movement, and beyond. And equity and social justice are really critical lenses through which we have to look at this problem. This is not simply an environmental issue. So we're really proud to be supporting this day of action. Just a comment about the timing and why now. This day of action is scheduled for September 27th, which is the day following the first of the presidential debates. And we've all heard quite a bit, and frankly, thank you very much for Van and Green for All's leadership. We already have heard in the primaries and from the leading presidential contenders quite a bit about green jobs and the new green economy. And yet at the same time, it is so critical that we lift up our voices, that we change the face of this movement, because we simply cannot do it alone. The environmental sector, even in, you know, all of its power from the national greens and the state, regionals, and locals, has not been able to deliver and can't deliver without a broader cross-section of society behind this and without a shared vision of how we all benefit. And we need to ensure that our presidential candidates are hearing loudly and clearly about how important this is to constituencies across the country. As we're all aware, you know, there's a recession afoot. We're facing gas prices of more than $4 a gallon, increase in food prices, the war in Iraq, healthcare crises. I mean, there is plenty to be worried about, and frankly, plenty that is so directly connected to our current global warming crisis and to the climate challenge. And so it is critical that in the context of the very last weeks and months heading into the presidential debates, we have highly visible calls to action on the green jobs front to ensure that we really do get accountability and we really do get the kind of leadership we need, because we're facing a challenge on a scale really unbeknownst to us previously and enormous opportunities. So thrilled to have, you know, 300 of you on the call, and hopefully we're going to get to tens of thousands hosting events between now and September, and that's really what we want to be talking about and who we want to be hearing from, the grassroots leaders that are actually going to make this visible and potent and hopefully a widely publicized media event in September.
Great. Thank you, Gillian. My name is Josh Lynch. I'm project coordinator for the National Day of Action with Green for All. I wanted to just introduce our grassroots leaders that are on the call, starting with Nadria Humphreys with the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. Is going to talk about an event she is planning. If you could each just say the organization you're with and where you're planning your event, and then just talk about what you have in mind.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nadria Humphreys, and I'm working through a joint project through the Chesapeake Climate Action Network and the Greater Washington Interfaith Power and Light Organization here in Washington, D.C. In D.C., we're planning a community fair, which will incorporate HIV/AIDS testing. It will incorporate surveys, asthma, checking people for different effects like cancer. Basically, this event will educate, encourage, and empower D.C. low-income residents, ex-offenders, and the faith-based communities in Ward 8, which is east of the river, Washington, D.C., on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. So it's a low-income area where most African-American people live. Basically, we want to increase their participation and awareness of the Green Collar Movement with its efforts to stop global warming. So it will be held on September 27th, and it's going to be 2458 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast. The host is a Baptist church, which is Bethlehem Baptist Church, and the pastor name is Reverend James E. Coates.
Great. Thank you, Nadria. Next, we have Naomi Davis with Blacks and Green in Chicago.
Hey, I'm going to be doing an event down by the river, so to speak. We have Blacks and Green is all about green village building and our Green Hubs in the Hood initiative. So on 2 years of work, we're going to take the Day of Action to build and convene at a site that we've been looking to build a green village on without the support that we've been needing from our aldermen. So we're going to call out the head of the Chicago Public Housing, the Chicago Housing Authority. We're going to call out the Department of Environment and our commissioner. We're going to call out Pookie and those from the Altgeld Gardens public housing development right next door, and say that this 1,000-acre footprint of land, which is laying fallow on a toxic river, underdeveloped, and you know about the underemployment that that is typical to the community, and say this is a place where a green village can be built. We're going to call out all of our Blacks and Green builders. We're going to challenge the city to redevelop Altgeld Garden housing development in a green way rather than a conventional way. We're going to come out with our shovels, our pickaxes, try to get some heavy equipment out there as well, and get some airtime, but mostly let the people in Alco Gardens know that it's not too late. No one has forgotten them, or some of us haven't forgotten them, that green jobs are possible, that green village building can make a difference, and that green jobs now, Green for All, big, and a nationwide span of people are just committed that we that we're all going to be able to work together and work it out.
Amen.
Great. Thank you, Naomi.
Can I talk? I forgot to mention that it was, this is Nadria Humphreys. I forgot to mention that it was a cleanup project. We're actually going to be cleaning up Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. I'm sorry. That's very important. Sorry about that.
Nice. Thank you.
All right.
Next, we have Zoe Burrows with Solar Richmond in Richmond, California.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me on the call. We are, you know, a neighboring city to Oakland here in California, and we're a nonprofit that trains low-income residents as well as unemployed people in solar installation. We started our first training this past August 2007. We've had four trainings, so about a total of 80 folks trained. And basically, you know, after the training day, we help them find jobs with local solar companies. And, you know, out of the 80 that have been trained, you know, it's a fairly small percentage that have been hired. And so our idea for the event is to basically invite all of our 80 Richmond residents who have been through our training program and invite them all to come together, which, you know, hasn't happened yet, to come together, basically celebrate the training they went through, celebrate all of the hard work that they went through. It's a, you know, a fairly intensive training program. It's unpaid. And basically, well, we want it to be a celebration where they all come and network with each other, and then we will also plan. We're still in the planning stages of our event, but we will invite the mayor of Richmond, who we have great connections with, as well as chamber members and council members. And basically, our idea is to let it be a networking event, you know, with city members and then our trained graduates. And then our plan in terms of, you know, announcing the event is we want people from the community to come as well. So we'll write up, you know, announcements in the local papers, inviting members from the community to come and support our trained graduates. And then as well, we have great connections here in Richmond and the whole Bay Area with solar companies. So we would also invite all of our solar connections to come. And basically, you know, it wouldn't be a job fair, but it would be more a networking event. And we have at the site where we would have it in downtown Richmond, we would be showcasing one of our homes that these young men helped install solar on. So we're very much still in the planning stages of the event, but I think it would be really exciting for all 80 of these, you know, men and women to come together and meet each other and celebrate what they've done. And for the guys that are you know, hired with solar companies to talk about what they're doing. So that's kind of our idea for right now. And if you want to find out about the organization, it's solarrichmond.org.
Great. Thank you, Zoe. Finally, we have Angelina Cook with the College of Siskiyou. Is Angelina on the line?
She may not have made it on the line.
Okay. And if anyone missed this in the beginning, if you have any questions throughout this call about the Day of Action you can think of, email them to josh@greenforall.org, and we'll try to get to them at the end of the call. So, Jeremy, take it away.
Great. Thanks, Josh. So I just wanted to spend a few minutes here talking about sort of recap of the goals and strategy on the Day of Action and run through the menu of events that we're thinking of, and then encourage you all to get your brains and your creativity working on this idea. And then we'll kick it over to Liz Butler at One Sky to talk a little bit more about some of the details and how to get started planning the event. And then we'll go back to Van and Gillian for a wrap-up here. So goals and strategies for this event. We have three sort of top-level goals why we're doing this National Day of Action called Green Jobs Now, a Day to Build the New Economy. One goal, a top-level goal, really, is to send a message to leaders and to the public in general that Americans are ready for green jobs, ready for a green economy, ready for a transition to green opportunities and a healthier and more prosperous future. So that's a top-level goal, to make this a top political issue and to send that message to leaders from the local level, the state level, and certainly at the federal level, all the way up to the White House. The second goal that we have is to position low-income people, people of modest means, and people of color as central to this debate and this conversation about how the country is going to make the transition to a green economy. To include in that conversation a lot of those voices from those communities that have been left out up until now, and to show how important this is, how much opportunity there is for low-income communities in this transition, and how much danger there is for low-income communities and communities of color if we fail to do anything about greening the way that we work and run the country. The third goal is to build a really big tent, broad coalition, to show that in addition to having a real focus on low-income people and people of color, to show that people from all walks of life all across the country are ready for this transition to a green economy, are ready for green jobs, are ready to undertake green service projects to do their part to help fix America and put us on a track to prosperity and health with respect to both the economy and the environment. So those are the three top-level goals. We have a menu of events that we're putting together that will be on our website. We're going to launch the website next week is the plan. It'll be greenjobsnow.com. Stay tuned to your emails from us, and you'll hear more about that. But here are some of the types of events that we're encouraging people to think about around the country. Before I list the types of events, let me say this. All of the events will have two things in common. One is that we want to capture, we want to send a statement to our leaders and to the public, a video statement or a photo statement. So all of the events, no matter what people are doing, we're hoping that we're encouraging people to plan on taking pictures, plan on recording video that captures this sense of we're ready for green jobs, America's ready for green jobs, I'm ready for green jobs, and to upload that to our website. So that photo video statement will be an important part of any event. Another important part of any event will be a petition. I'm ready for green jobs, I'm ready for the green economy petition that we'll be developing, and you can download from our site that you can circulate so that we can show our leaders, in addition to these great photographs and these great videos and these great stories of all these people and all these communities around the country that are ready for this transition, we've got a bunch of folks that have signed up that said, you know, I'm ready for this transition. This is who I am and where I live. And those petitions can be delivered to leaders to back up more specific policy proposals at the local level, at the state level, and certainly at the federal level in the next presidency. So photo, video statement, and petitions are going to be an important part of any event. Let me tell you about the types of events that we're encouraging people to organize. At the very minimal level, we want people to get together and to get out in public and to make a public display of their readiness to have this transition happen, of their readiness for green-collar jobs. So that might be getting together with props that speak to the green economy. People have talked about using green hard hats. Naomi was talking about having the shovels and the pickaxes out there on that plot of land in Chicago that has so much potential to be a green village and provide so much opportunity for folks in the neighborhood. Zoe was talking a little bit about getting out in front of some of the buildings that have the solar panels already installed by these young folks in Richmond that have been, you know, devoting their time to getting trained up to be able to help lead the country forward and also help their own families and their own communities with the jobs and the income that would come from that. An event in a public place that has signs that says green jobs now, that says I'm ready, that has, you know, solar panels or green hard hats or tools of the trade or any kind of things like that that are drawing attention from the general public and getting people to stop and sign petitions or maybe even, you know, issue their own video statement. That's one type of event that we're looking for, these public displays that are very propositional. We're not talking about protesting anything or, you know, laying down the street and stopping traffic. We talked a lot about this event moving from opposition to proposition. We're ready, and we want to tell the country that we're ready, and we're ready to help and ready to serve and ready to lead. The second type of event that we're encouraging people to organize is a solutions fair or a solutions festival or a solutions salon, some of the folks in Oakland call them. This is basically like a teach-in that's a lot more fun, an educational event that has music and cultural performances and food and maybe a jobs expo, tabling by different groups. So it's a place where people can come and get educated. It's not everybody is ready to say, yeah, I'm for green jobs. Some people are ready to say, well, tell me more. What is a green job and how might it benefit my community and my family? And so we're encouraging people to organize fun educational events. This might be a block party, the way that Zoe's talking about, kind of putting together a celebration with those trainees from Solar Richmond in what sounds like it's going to be a bit of a block party, a community party. This might be a barbecue in a park or maybe even a really big barbecue at somebody's house, or it might be at a church, the way Nydria's organizing it. Lots of different ways that you can have an educational event that draws people in, that helps them understand more about what this is about, and then gets them to take their own picture, send their own photo statement, send their own video statement, sign petitions to say to our leaders and to the rest of the country, I'm ready for this green economy. That's the second general type of event that we're thinking about. The third type of event is a service event, getting out there and actually rolling up leaves and getting to work. And it may be planting trees to do something about climate change. It may be helping clear the land and those vacant lots for urban gardens, for healthy, sustainable food, or for growing bioenergy crops, the way some of our partners are doing in Pittsburgh. It may be actually going out and helping weatherize a building or some houses that have volunteered to be part of this day of action, switching out light bulbs for people to help lower their energy bills and cut carbon emissions in the process. Any kind of service project that demonstrates the readiness of the country to move towards this green economy and to meet green goals and green jobs goals. And Nigeria talked a little bit about the cleanup project that they're going to be doing as part of their day of action in D.C., cleaning up Martin Luther King Boulevard there. So these are the three types of events that we're encouraging people to organize, and you all will come up with fabulous ideas and takes on these and creativity, and through our website you'll be able to talk about your event and explain how it's working and how it's coming together and what some of the possibilities are emerging for you. Before I turn it over to Liz, I just want to say a couple of things about who else is involved in this day of action. We've got literally, at this point, almost, if we count all the community groups and local groups and state groups, we've got hundreds of partner organizations. We've got some very important national partner organizations that have signed on. I'm not even going to try to list some because I know I'm going to leave some out, but I'm very excited about the organizations. They'll all be listed on our website. There are a couple, though, that I have to mention. Just in the last few days, we've been forming a partnership with the Vice President Al Gore's Alliance for Climate Protection and the WE campaign. They're going to come in as a top-level producer of this day of action and really help make it something that people notice around the country that can really capture people's imagination, and it ties in with the Vice President's recent challenge to the country to move to 100% carbon-free energy in the next 10 years. So we're really excited about that partnership and happy to have them on board with Green for All and One Sky to be making this event a really historic coming together around a bold and positive set of solutions for the country. Another couple of organizations that we're lining up with, which we're very excited about, is September 27th is also a day of action for Service Nation, which is a group that's come together to push national service and a national service agenda for the entire country. They're planning over 1,000 events, different types of service events around the country for Service Nation and to advance their Service Nation platform for the next president, which we've helped them craft and create a proposal for a clean energy core, something that we'll be talking more about as the year goes on. But we're happy to be working in line with Service Nation to coordinate our events and help to sort of boost the overall activity on September 27th. September 27th is also National Public Lands Day, very much tied in with the Service Nation Day. But this is the 75th anniversary of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps that put millions of people to work during the Great Depression, working on what were essentially environmental issues, building national park systems, doing habitat maintenance and restoration. And so there'll be 1,500 events around the country out on national public lands with people engaging in trail maintenance and parks cleanups and other things. And they've agreed to partner with us and the Green Jobs Now Day of Action. So we're looking forward with these partners and scores of others to have making a really significant impact on September 27th. Despite all those high-level partnerships, the real thrust of this is going to come from you all and your events on the ground. So I want to turn it over to Liz Butler now, field director at One Sky, to talk a little bit more about how you can get into planning your event and doing something that's going to make this overall day a huge success. Thanks for listening to me. It's hard to talk straight out into the ether.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. This is Liz, and I think the most important thing is that we have a couple of months to make events across the country happen in a really strong way. And so we're hoping that today, when people get off the phone, they'll actually start organizing and hosting their local events. If they're with a community group, really start that planning process. In little less than a week, we will have the website where you can actually register those events so people can see them on the map and get involved with them up.
So as soon as you get an email about the website going live, we're asking you to put your event on the map, looking at the range of events that Jeremy went over and coming up with even other creative ideas that will fit into the framing of Green Jobs Now. And if you're an organization, we're also encouraging you to consider becoming a partner in the Day of Action, which means agreeing to spread out to your networks, asking people to organize around the Day of Action. It also means putting up on your website that it's happening, and it means a number of other things. And we want you to send an email to Audie@onesky.org if you're interested in becoming a partner in the Day of Action, so that we can really get you started and get the materials that we can make as many groups as possible organizing around this day to send a really strong message. Because like Jeremy said, we're not going to be able to achieve the success of this day without every single one of you on this call and hundreds, if not thousands, more organizations and individuals coalescing around this day to send these messages. Josh, I believe we're going to go into the questions that you've been getting. Is that right?
Yep. Thank you, Liz. Sorry. One quick thing. So Adi is does ADI@onesky.org, and it's the number one SKY.org. I think you got everything though. And then Angelina Cook is on the line from one of our grassroots leaders. Angelina, are you there? She was muted before. Hoping we can get her back.
Star 6
to unmute. You can press *6 to unmute Angelina if you're there. Okay. One other thing to mention is so we're looking for bloggers and people that can create online videos. These are really important for us to inspire people to sign up for events, is to get a sense of what kind of stuff is possible. And so while there are going to be plenty of tools and information on greenjobsnow.com, the kind of creativity and inspiration that we hope to encourage will come from real people sharing real stories. So if you can commit to writing a blog entry for greenjobsnow.com or a series of them or doing video, please contact Ada McMahon, our online organizer for the Day of Action. She's ADA@greenforall.org. Okay, so we have a series of questions. Our good friend Julian McQueen is going to pose to Van and Gillian.
Okay, thank you, Josh. And thank you all for being on here. So we have a few questions.
Hey, Julian, who are you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, my name is Julian McQueen, and I'm the field organizer with Green for All. So I'm going to be working with everybody on this line to really try to create some really awesome, potent, diverse events all over the country, and I am looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, brother.
All right. Okay, so Van, the first question is going to go to you. This is from Heidi Pickman. She had some questions about donations and sponsorship. Wanted to ask about that.
How can
people donate or sponsor? What are some opportunities for that?
Well, I have to kick that back over to the organizing team. I don't know that we've actually thought that all the way through in terms of how we're going to be doing that. So I'll kick it back over to Jeremy or to Gillian.
This is Jeremy. We haven't thought that all the way through. We would love to have your sponsorship and donation coming in to support the Day of Action. We'll put something up on the Day of Action website that will make it possible for people to contribute to the Day of Action specifically, and I think we might consider setting up a special fund so that one of the things that we've recognized we need money for is to help organizations in low-resource communities pull off really great events. And so we would love to have people contribute to a fund that would make it easier for organizations that don't have big operating budgets to put together really nice events and pull in lots of people from their community and engage them in this National Day of Action. So we'll figure that out. Thank you for the nudge.
Cool. Thank you, Jeremy. Okay, so This is from Maurice Thomas, and this can be, I think, maybe for Jeremy again. Maurice said, I see this as a huge opportunity for these groups to network. Is there a way for us to receive all the group's information, such as their name, address, and phone number? I am sure the groups on this line would really appreciate that. So is there any way to information share between the groups that are going to be participating?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the website that we set up will have a very cool interactive map so that you can see the organizations, the events that are being planned around the country, and connect with those people through their events. I don't know the technology specifically, if it'll have all the contact information and phone number right there, but you'll certainly see what organizations are organizing events around the country and be able to connect to them. In addition to that, we are going to be pulling together calls, more interactive calls, and we're trying to figure out how to do it. You know, this one got bigger than we expected it to be, and we found that we weren't going to be able to have it be interactive. But we want to be able, between now and September 27th, we want to be able to put people on the phone that are thinking about organizing events or that are organizing events to be able to talk to each other, to connect to each other, to share ideas, to network a little bit, to think about, you know, how they can do that link, lift, and leverage type of practice with each other. So we'll be connecting people. I don't think that we're going to actually send out a list of all the contact information of the couple hundred people that are on this call, just because we don't have everybody's permission to do that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And this is Josh. Just to add, you shouldn't wait for us to have those calls in your area or your state as well to try to do it. A big part of this is it's a DIY, do-it-yourself day of action. So we're hoping to inspire and empower people all over the country to organize this and go crazy. So do it.
Cool. And there was a related question that I'll just answer from Peter Strugatz from Brooklyn, New York. He was asked if there are any events planned for New York at this time. And I would just, again, defer to the website when it's launched. We'll have a map of events throughout the country, and you can look in your neighborhood, as it were, and see what's going on there. Peter.
What's up, Peter?
Yeah.
Peter is a great eco-entrepreneur who has a company called Ice Stone that is putting people to work, turning recycled glass and concrete into beautiful surfaces for counters and other stuff. So it's great to have some green business leaders on the call. It's Peter Strugatz from Ice Stone.
Right on. Thank you. Where is your email? Okay. Okay.
One thing I want to say while you're looking for the next question, this is Van Jones from Green for All, is a big part of what we're trying to help happen is to create a context for you to build up your own organizational capacity and your own visibility on this issue. What we found is that often, especially for grassroots groups, underfunded groups, groups working in vulnerable communities, it's sometimes very hard to get the mayor to return your phone call. Sometimes it's hard to even get your city council person to engage with you or to get the local newspaper or local TV station to engage. The great thing about this is, again, it's called Green Jobs Now, but any organization, that takes it on at that local level, that community level, will be able to, put forward their own spokespersons, their own issues, and it's an opportunity to bring people in. One thing about it, for whatever reason, this green jobs idea right now brings out a lot of good in people. So what we're hoping is that you will use this as a day to build yourself up, to build your organization up, and that this network will be able to help everybody come out of this much stronger organizationally and having made some deeper connections possibly with some players in your community that maybe wouldn't come to your other event but will come to this event.
Great. Yeah, thank you. And then another question, actually this is more of a kind of a comment slash question from Billy Conley. He says, and he's from Native Energy, all these events will have carbon footprints and more than 80% of emissions will be generated by attendee travel. In addition to encouraging attendee participants to utilize public transportation and carpools, etc., are there opportunities to encourage carbon offsets from new American community-owned and operated renewable energy projects, and suggesting that this is really the only way to get to zero offset for your event, which I thought was a really good flag for people to be thinking about as they're planning events, that we really do want to you know, we don't want to pump out any more carbon doing our events than we possibly can. Do you know anything about the carbon? So, yeah, and just to let people know, that's another thing, you know, resources, information that you'll be able to find on the website. If you're looking to do something like that for your event, if you're looking for carbon offset opportunities, I encourage you to go to greenjobsnow.com next week, and we'll have that information there for you. And thank you, Billy, for noting that. So that's all the questions we have for now.
Great. Well, so this is Josh again. If there, since we have a little bit of time, I thought some of the grassroots leaders that are on the call, if you all had any questions for Gillian or Van or anyone else, you can go ahead and ask them now.
Well, good. While people are thinking of questions, I did, this is again Van Jones from Grain for All. I wanted just talk about sort of, you know, beyond the sort of one day and kind of really underscore some of the points that Gillian made. You know, next year, 2009, we'll have a new president. There's going to be, you know, probably a change, significant change in Congress as well. There's going to be a real opportunity to get a real climate deal done. And I think, you know, Vice President Gore really raised the stakes for everybody. You know, it used to be radical to say we wanted to have, you know, cut carbon 80% by 2050. You said cut it 100% in 10 years. There's an opportunity to keep pushing that space open for real solutions. And one of the hopes that we have is, you know, by combining the idea of climate solutions and, you know, solutions for our communities and showing that's really one solution. It's a green economy strong enough to lift people out of poverty. That is the one solution for the people and that we can be in a very strong position next year. So next year, when the next climate bill goes forward and the bad guys and the polluters start saying, oh, we can't do a climate deal because if we put a price on carbon, it's going to hurt poor people, and it's going to hurt the people of color, which is what just happened in the Senate, we can stand up, thousands of communities can stand up and say, you don't speak for us, we speak for ourselves. We're not clinging fingers and toes to the pollution-based economy. We want a green economy. We're going to have more work, more wealth, more health, more relationships, stronger communities in a green economy than we ever had in your pollution-based economy. We speak for ourselves. And so this is a step toward that, you know, national strength, you know, that national ability to begin preparing our own communities, but also beginning to build the political power to expand the coalition for climate solutions that are job-generating and people-positive.
Cool. All right. Okay, and I just had one last question. Just came in from Dan Worth. Gillian, I'll direct it towards you. The question was, what are campuses doing and maybe some ideas of what they can do, if you have any information on that? Ideas.
Well, I know that the Energy Action Coalition, which is a coalition of 47 student groups nationwide, that's an ally of the One Sky campaign, and Green for All is going to be messaging to its lists alongside their big push this fall, which is Power Vote, to try to turn out 1 million voters standing on the One Sky policy solution. So there is definitely going to be quite a bit of outreach to students and campuses. In terms of concrete suggestions, I'm sure Energy Action Coalition would have quite a few for you. I mean, there has been, of course, a lot of conversation on campuses about the ways in which so many campuses are dependent on coal-fired power. And so there, you know, there's definitely an interest on some campuses in doing something pertinent to that. There may also on campuses be real opportunities to talk about ways to weatherize and future fit those campuses so that they're more efficient. There may be job opportunities there. I think there are a lot of ways in which there's a big campus movement towards the so-called campus climate challenge, towards ensuring that campuses are taking the lead, and this is a perfect day to continue that narrative. Van, do you have other thoughts on that, or Jeremy?
Our expectation and hope is that the Energy Action Coalition and numerous student-led and youth-led organizations will get involved, also including the League of Young Voters, who we're in dialogue with, and the Hip Hop Caucus, and you know the full range.
I think once we get the site up and running and people start to register events, it'll be a terrific way to proliferate more thinking, because the events will be described on the map, on the calendar, and people can start to get ideas from each other as to how to do this in a way that's powerful and visual and, you know, hopefully media-driven as well as movement-building.
Great. We just got another question in. This is Josh Lynch with Green for All again. Patrick Couch asks, is anyone going to organize a collaborative effort to have events at state capitals? Either
Patrick Couch. It's all yours, buddy. Sounds like a great idea. And this is Jeremy, sorry, field director at Green for All. I haven't heard of anybody doing that yet, but I think it sounds like a great idea, and Patrick might be just the person to suggest it through the website and begin thinking about how to make that happen. This is definitely,
yep,
like Josh said, a do-it-yourself thing and a bottom-up thing, and that sounds like a wonderful idea, and I hope that Patrick and some people that he knows or other people on this call feel inspired to run with that idea.
And let me add to that. This is Van from Green for All. Yeah, there's an importance of this day that we haven't mentioned, which is that it does happen to be the Saturday after the first presidential debate between Senators McCain and Obama. So there will be a heightened level of attention in the country to politics and things political, problems, solutions, et cetera. Most of that directed at the presidential folks. We think it would be very appropriate the next day for the people to step up. I'm not one of these people that believes we need a president to fix everything. I think we need the president to stop breaking everything. That would be nice. That people are going to have to fix this. We need the government on our side, but we're going to lead. I think the opportunity for us today after the first debate, for us to raise up our own solutions is going to be really, pretty awesome.
Great. Just got another question from Matthew Petty. I don't know if this makes sense to answer. Arkansas will have an event in Little Rock at the state capitol. Question, I've been recording the call. Can I blog it? I say go for it.
I don't have a problem with it. That's fine with us. We're always on the record in this day and age. YouTube and everything.
No, the more blogs, the better. I mean, we need not just the events, but people talking about it and helping us proliferate as many as possible. So,
thanks for asking.
Yeah. This is Jeremy cutting in again. I do want to say it hasn't been made explicit on this call, but we're having a call here. This is kind of an in the family call with relatively small list of supporters at Green for All and One Sky, before we launch the website, before we go out to the entire world. And we really appreciate you all being on and listening and sharing some of these ideas over email, and hope that you will really be the leaders of this Green Job stuff and the first movers in terms of planning events and uploading them to the website next week. And also, if you represent organizations that would like to formally partner with the Day of Action and be listed on the website, when we go, that's the other point of this call. As Liz mentioned, we want more organizational partners to come in, especially before the official launch to the outside world and the launch of the website next week. So just wanted to recognize that the kind of special, even though it's a big group, it's a special group that's on this call hearing about this kind of ahead of time.
Yeah, please. I just want to really underscore that that Jeremy said that this is Van. I really feel like the opportunity for organizations to come in as partners and to be listed and recognized, especially early on before the list gets too long, as we hope it will. I think is really, really important, and we're hoping that we can strengthen everybody individually and strengthen us all collectively by acting together before the new government comes in.
So again, I'm sorry, I should have said this. If you're interested in partnering as an organization, please email Adi, A-D-I, at onesky.org. It's the number one, S-K-Y, .org.
Cool.
Great. Just got another question from John Moore in New Orleans. My question is, how does Green for All plan to support local legislative initiatives in cities such as New Orleans through media or otherwise?
Jeremy, you want that one? You want me to do it? Or?
Well, I'll take the first part and then kick it back to you, Van.
Cool.
The main thing that we're doing right now to try to support local initiatives is organizing this day of action. We are trying to provide an infrastructure that will allow all those you wonderful people on this call and many other wonderful people around the country that are already hard at work creating this green economy that's strong enough to lift people out of poverty. We're organizing this day of action to provide an infrastructure for you to be able to raise those issues and those policies that you want to see passed in your local community, to attract people to an event that can allow them to get educated about it and also express their desire and their readiness for those types of policies. We want to provide this basic petition that you can use to collect support for the general idea of green jobs, and then use that in your local efforts, and also help us use that to move stuff in D.C. So, you know, Green for All has other initiatives, and you can check out our website to find out a little bit more about what we're doing. But this day of action is the main thing that we're doing this fall, and we sincerely hope that we're doing it in a way that allows you all in communities around the country to advance your agenda and to strengthen your organizations.
Yeah, and so if people need help, ask. You know, let us know what you need. And if we can't do it, it's Green for All. Or one guy can't do it, it's one guy. I bet somebody in the network will be able to help. This is going to be, you know, everybody helping everybody to get it done. But whatever, if you got an idea, geez, if I had this, I could make something happen. If I had that, let us know, and we'll see what we can get to happen.
Well, and on that point, Van, this is Liz again. We are producing a bunch of materials to be able to make it really simple for people to organize on the ground. Toolkits, we'll create sample press releases that you can adapt to your local area. Anything we can do to facilitate making it as easy as possible. And if there's something that you feel like you need us to make, just send one of us an email and we'll look into it and see if we can make it happen, because we want to facilitate these events and make them as user-friendly for you as possible so you can concentrate on making your event go really well.
Great. In that vein, I'll ask one last question and then hand it to Gillian and Van to give us a little closing. So Lori Leishon from the group Magic in Cambridge, Massachusetts asks, are we going to develop common messaging? Will you have a common logo, T-shirt, etc.? Magic would definitely like to partner. I'll ask that to Gillian.
I'm sorry, I missed the tail end of that. Can you repeat it?
Their group would like to partner. But the question is, will you have common logo, T-shirts, and are we going to develop common messaging?
Oh, right, yes. Well, absolutely. We're going to have a broad range of co-sponsoring organizations, and we will be – I don't know what your plans are vis-a-vis the collateral over at Green for All, whether you're going to be doing T-shirts and, you know, separate letterhead, but all co-sponsoring organizations are definitely going to be recognized on the material, on the website and the related printed material. Green for All, vis-a-vis, since you are taking the lead, vis-a-vis some of the collateral, what did you have in mind at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, we will make stuff available in terms of, you know, our suggestion, for talking points, imagery, that kind of stuff, which people can use or not use. It's a kind of opt-in, opt-out approach. You know, it's there, it's for people to be able to use. But if people, hey, listen, I got my own, you know, banner I want to make, or I got my own t-shirts I want to print up for my community, that's also cool. I think the main thing is that, you know, we wanted to come up with a slogan like Green Jobs Now that pretty much everybody could say, and as a starting point. And then, you know, green jobs will mean different thing to different people and that kind of stuff. So we want people, again, to have everybody have that one point of departure, and the fact that we're ready. You know, don't see us as unworthy or unready for a big change, and don't assume that other people can speak for us. You know, we know that, you know, the more radically you cut carbon, the more jobs you're going to create, the more health you're going to create, the safer our communities are going to be. So, you know, putting us out there, putting all of our communities out there, if not on record for that, at least beginning to move toward that position if we educate ourselves.
Yeah, and to underscore, I think what we'd be looking for here is unity, not uniformity. So in terms of messaging, we are going to have some messaging points. And as Van suggested early on, I mean, we absolutely want to hear from all of the partners in this campaign and are ready to adopt, you know, really smart thinking and strategy vis-a-vis messaging. But we also want to support and encourage a proliferation of creativity and of fresh new ideas. While we have that unity around some of the core messaging elements, what's going to be powerful, I think, is the diversity of the ways in which this manifests itself.
Right. Well, I just want to thank everybody. We got some of the busiest people in the country right now on one call. So I hope that you know, we will propel ourselves from here forward. You know, I do want to make sure, in closing, you know, that we don't underestimate the power of, you know, our ability to make, to really change the debate. I mean, people may have heard of, you know, Power Shift, when all the young people, you know, students and others went to D.C. and that one day really dramatically changed the conversation in Washington, D.C. about carbon solutions and climate solutions, and it also lifted up green jobs. You know, Al Gore made one speech on one day, and you know, with regard to the 100% renewables in 10 years, and that's caused a huge, you know, shift in conversation. I think, you know, we could have another day like that where, you know, we really, you know, seize this idea and make it work for us. If we don't, you know, my big fear is that green jobs just become a cheap, easy slogan that anybody can throw around, but doesn't mean anything because, you know, the people who need it to mean something aren't being heard from. So, you know, we got to grab it, make it mean what we want it to mean, put our images, our communities, our values, our mark on that term. So when it's being used by politicians and others, they've got to answer to us. So that's what I hope this day will create. Gilly?
Oh, sorry, I'm slow on the uptake. I thought that was, like, such a nice punctuation point. I was about to say, thanks, Van. Let's call it a wrap. It's true, though. I mean, people are tossing it around, and everybody's looking for a way to kind of to reclass themselves green. And the reality is, like, we have some serious heavy lifting to do, and we are not going to get heavy lifting unless we have you know, a real success in the context of this call to action. I mean, we really need it, and we need your support. And thanks for giving us an hour of your time to think about it now. So I think that's a wrap from my perspective.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a good day. Email us, call us. Let us know how to help you, help us, help you, help everybody.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.